USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Ukrainian President Zelensky says his forces need more tanks to continue to fend off Russian advances. This as the war between Russia and Ukraine grinds toward the one-year mark.
All of us can use thousands of wars in discussions, but I cannot put wars instead of guns that are needed against Russian artillery.
Zelensky speaking remotely to defense ministers at Ramstein Air Base in Germany. The latest aid package for Ukraine does not include the tanks they say they need. As the war continues, both countries appear to be poised for key offensive operations.
But new in this package are 90 Stryker armored personnel carriers, which Ukraine says will be really important for them as they're moving infantry around on this vast battlefield in the east.
NBC News correspondent Ralph Sanchez in Kyiv. The White House coming to the defense of news reporters and the free press after recent comments to the contrary from former President Trump, who said journalists should be jailed who reported on the Supreme Court draft opinion to overturn Roe v. Wade last year. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says President Biden disagrees.
The president believes the freedom of press is part of the bedrock of our American democracy. That is something that he truly believes.
At this week's March for Life rally in Washington, D.C., large crowds gathered to advocate for pro-life causes. Liberty University student Summer Smith spoke, saying her mother aborted what would have been her older sister and regrets it.
It's a very hard and scary situation, and instead of feeling safe enough to reach out for support, my mom felt afraid and alone.
At the same time, the Federal Bureau of Investigation announced it's offering $25,000 rewards for info in a series of attacks, quote, against reproductive health service facilities. While the FBI's statement heavily emphasized attacks on abortion facilities, all but one of the 10 crimes the FBI listed were attacks on pro-life organizations. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Rangers in northeastern Australia shocked when they stumbled across what may be the largest toad on record, weighing in at nearly 6 pounds. Dubbed Toadzilla by the Rangers, the cane toad was found in Conwy National Park in Queensland last week. Native to South America and mainland Central America, cane toads were first introduced to Australia in 1935 as a biological control against cane beetles, but quickly spread to become an invasive species. While NFL fans in the USA are gearing up for stateside playoffs, officials have released what teams will be playing next season overseas.
NFL fans now know which teams will be hosting games outside the U.S. next season. The league announced Thursday the Buffalo Bills, Jacksonville Jaguars, Kansas City Chiefs, New England Patriots, and the Tennessee Titans will be the designated home team in games held overseas. The Bills, Titans, and Jaguars are all headed to London for their games. The Patriots and Chiefs will make the trip to Germany. The NFL will confirm the dates and matchups for each game when the full 2023 schedule is revealed. I'm Julio Flores.
American Pickers star Mike Wolfe has been collecting vintage motorcycles for over 30 years. He owns more than 110, but has decided to sell 62 of them at an upcoming auction event in Las Vegas. That auction motorcycle event runs from January 24th through 28th. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
If you like burritos, which you do because everyone does, you should try Taco Bell's Chipotle Ranch and Salsa Verde grilled chicken burritos. These masterpieces start with a warm flour tortilla that we stuff with grilled chicken. But the real stars here are the bold sauces, Chipotle Ranch or Salsa Verde. In fact, the chicken is the stage upon which these sauces shine. Like this mic is a stage for me to spotlight my theatrical range. Two chicken burritos, two bold flavors, $2 each. Order on the Taco Bell app. At participating U.S. Taco Bell locations for a limited time only. Contact local store for prices, hours, and participation, which vary. Tax extra while supplies last.